This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
A long time ago, there was a box. In this box, there used to be, it used to be called a tabut. In this box, there used to be some of the belongings of Musa alayhi salam. Some of the ulama, they say that some of the belongings of Musa alayhi salam were in there. Even the tablet on which the Ten Commandments were written on, some of the remains of that tablet was in this box. And it was a theory amongst the Bani Israel that anytime they would go into battle, if they had this box with them, it was almost viewed as a good luck box. It was almost viewed as long as this box is within us, we're always going to be the ones who are victorious. After a while, this box was lost from them. They did not have this box. And many of them actually thought that we keep on losing our battles because we don't have this tabut amongst ourselves. So Allah is telling them through the Prophet that the sign that this man is the king that has been sent to you by Allah, designated by Allah, is that this tabut that you have been looking for such a long period of time, and in this, fihi sakina. What's sakina? The victories that they used to experience. This tabut is going to be brought to you again. And hence, this tabut was actually brought back to them. When they saw that tabut, that is when they began to trust Talut as their leader. Now, the next thing is the next test. At that time, Talut said, gave them a very clear instruction. Now we're going to head that way. But on this journey, many of you are going to get thirsty. And we're going to come across a river. But this river is your test. And he said that anyone who actually stops at that river and they drink water to their fill, then they are not from amongst us. They have failed the test. At the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not expecting something unrealistic from them either. You see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, anyone who took probably one handful of water for themselves, that is good enough. But do not fill your stomach with the water. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَمَّا فَصَلَ طَالُوتُ بِالْجُنُودِ قَالَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مُبْتَلِيكُمْ بِنَهَرٍ. Allah is going to test you with a river. فَمَنْ شَرِبَ مِنْهُ فَلَيْسَ مِنِّي. Whoever drinks from there to their fill, they're not from amongst us. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَطَعَمْهُ فَإِنَّهُ مِنِّي. And whoever does not fill up their stomach with this water, mean they drink a little, they are going to be from amongst us. إِلَّا مَنِ اغْتَرَفَ غُرْفَةً بِيَدِي. You take a little, no problem. فَشَرِبُوا مِنْهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ مِّنْهُمْ. The Quran says, majority of them, when they got to the river, they could not hold themselves back and they drank to their fill. And hence, though they kept on traveling, but in the back of Talut's mind, he knows that these are not the people that I need to trust. The ones who actually listened, the ones who obeyed, they're the ones who I can trust. Then what happened after that? فَشَرِبُوا مِنْهُ إِلَّا مَنْ اغْتَرَفَ غُرْفَةً بِيَدِي فَشَرِبُوا مِنْهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ مِّنْهُمْ فَلَمَّا جَاوَزَهُ هُوَ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ قَالُوا لَا طَاقَتَنَا الْيَوْمَ بِجَالُوتَ وَجْنُودِي. Now they came in front of Jalut and his army. Those who drank to their fill, because they have already demonstrated that for them, their desires are more important than the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah said, don't drink to your fill, but they drank to their fill. So for them, their desires were more important than Allah's command. So those are the ones who said, when they came face to face with the army of Jalut, and they said, لَا طَاقَتَنَا الْيَوْمَ بِجَالُوتَ وَجُنُودِهِ. There's no way, there's absolutely no way that we can defeat this army. Look at them from top to bottom. Look at how much they are armed. There's no way we can defeat them. The Quran says, those who did not drink to their fill, they always kept Allah's order at the priority. Allah's order was a priority for them. They said, قَالَ الَّذِينَ يَظُنُّونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُلَاقُوا اللَّهِ كَمْ مِنْ فِئَةٍ قَلِيلَةٍ غَلَبَتْ فِئَةً كَثِيرَةً بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. How often do you see that a small group overpowers a big group? Meaning, these people are saying that let's make history. History is on our side. How many times do you see in history that a small group can overpower a big group? Today, we're going to see this. This is them, their way of building confidence within themselves. But at the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they made a dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. كَمْ مِنْ فِيَةٍ قَلِيلَةٍ غَلَبَتْ فِيَةً كَثِيرَةً بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُمَ عَصَابِرِينَ وَلَمَّا بَرَزُوا لِجَالُوتَ وَجْنُودِهِ قَالُوا رَبَّنَا. Now this is a very beautiful dua that I always recommend, especially in this day and age, when Muslims are being persecuted all over the world. This is a time that we need to recite this dua. And these people who were with Talut, who trusted Talut, the small group of people that were left, who had iman in their heart, they made this dua. رَبَّنَا أَفْرِغْ عَلَيْنَا صَبَرًا وَثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَنَا وَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. رَبَّنَا أَفْرِغْ عَلَيْنَا صَبَرًا. Ya Allah, instill within us sabr. Because they know they're about to go. And this is not going to be easy. Only the person who knows and who has sabr, they can go into the thick of the army and they can go and put their life on the line. So Allah subhanahu saying, they made dua that Ya Allah grant us sabr. And not only that, وَثَبِّتْ أَقَدَامَنَا, and make our feet firm. Why? Because if you show the army, if you show your opponent that you are shaking, that automatically that is a moral victory for them. So they are asking for confidence. They're asking for thabat and firmness in the battlefield. But at the same time, they know that the ultimate victory comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what did they say at the end of the dua? وَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. Ya Allah, grant us strength and victory over these non-believers. And subhanAllah, once again, this is a dua that you and I, we should be reciting in this day and age. رَبَّنَا أَفْرِغْ عَلَيْنَا صَبَرًا وَثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَنَا وَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. You can find this at the end of the second juz, the second para in Surah Al-Baqarah. Memorize this dua, inshallah. Now, after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَهَزَمُوهُمْ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. Because they trusted Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they came across them and they defeated them. فَهَزَمُوهُمْ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ وَقَتَلَ دَاوُودُ جَالُوتَ وَآتَاهُ اللَّهُ مُلْكَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَعَلَّمَهُ مِمَّا يَشَاءُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put that strength in Dawood alayhi salam. And Dawood alayhi salam was able to defeat Jalut single-handedly. And not only that, but that in itself was that defeat for the entire, that victory was for them. But when he killed Jalut, they lost that battle morally, and eventually physically they lost that battle. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says how he gave Dawood alayhi salam then understanding. He gave him prophethood. وَعَلَّمَهُ مِمَّا يَشَاءُ. And he gave him whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he wanted. So this is the story in itself, the conversations that would take place between Talut and his people. Now, there's just two things I want to share with you at the very end, something that we can learn from these stories. Number one is, when it comes to leadership or when it comes to stories like this, we would always think that if you're going into a battlefield, you need to be courageous. If you're going into a battlefield, you need to be firm. You need to be built. You need to be very strong and so forth. But there's one thing that we learn from the Quran, and that is, whatever we think are the qualifications of victory and success, they may not be the same qualifications of victory and success in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let me give you a good example based on what is happening today. For such a long time, and please try to understand what I'm trying to say. For such a long time here in America, many Muslims, and I give them credit for it. I'm not going to take credit away from them. They've been working really hard and they keep on working hard. You've heard me talking about this before standing here, that when it comes to elections, for example, I trust that we should be more engaged in our city matters rather than the national matters, because we don't have control over the national matters. You understand? I'm not going to sit here and tell you that who to go and vote for in national elections and if should you vote or not. I'm not going to get into that right now. But for such a long time, Muslims were so engaged in so much politics all over. And wallahi, if there's one thing that this whole Palestine situation, this whole genocide that is taking place, if there's one thing that we have learned from this, is that wallahi, majority of the work that we thought we're doing and we're putting so much work into it, it just fell apart. It just went down the drain. We thought that we're making so much internal connections. But subhanAllah, even the people that Muslims they voted for in the past, when the Muslims went to them, these kind of same people, I'm not going to sit here and take their names, but those same people, they said that, yes, you did support us, but we got more support from them. And hence, we're going to support them. I'm not saying that we stop doing work in our city. I once again feel that doing work in our own city, being engaged in our local elections, is far more important than the national elections, to be honest. You understand? But at this point right now, what I'm trying to say is that many people, they thought that the only way we will succeed is by gaining political power. And subhanAllah, if there's one thing that we have learned, and that is that when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the eyes of Allah, yes, all these things are secondary. But you know what's first? You know what's first? Building our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When this whole genocide started, it's important that the entire ummah comes back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, what we think is success or is going to lead us to success may not lead us to success. What's going to lead us to success is, first of all, building our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ummah coming together, the ummah uniting together, for us to leave our bad habits behind and coming close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and re-establishing a connection with Allah, that's more important. You know, I remember when this whole thing happened, there were many people who were going to these protests and so forth. You understand? And I'm not against it. It's a way of, you know, growing awareness. But wallahi, there's no point. You can go to a protest and come home and miss your salawat. There's no purpose in that. You understand? What is the priority? The priority is, in the eyes of Allah, the priority is establishing our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the priority. Everything else is secondary. When we make what is secondary the priority, and what is the priority as secondary, then we're going to have problems in our ummah. You understand? So these people, what they thought was going to lead them to success, Allah is saying no. What's going to lead you to success is obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't drink from the river. Accept this man as your king. Allah is putting all these demands on them. That is what's going to lead them to success. So the thing that we learn from this is that what we think is going to always bring us success may not be the ultimate source of success. It can help us, no doubt, but sometimes we need to go back to the higher purpose of our life in order to gain success. And the last thing I'll share with you is that when it comes to the story of Dawood and Jalut, you know, subhanAllah, many people, even life coaches, many times they will share the story of David and Goliath. They will share their story. And the whole lesson they take from that is that it doesn't matter who you are, you can always conquer your challenges. No matter how great they are, you can conquer your challenges. So it's their way of perhaps motivating people. But you have to, at the same time, you have to understand that in life, things don't come that easy either. I mean, no one knows the story of Dawood before that. Dawood alayhi salam, like all the people of Bani Israel, he had to be patient. He could not drink water from the river. He had to accept Talut as his king and so forth. So a lot of times you cannot just, you know, we look at sometimes people's success and we feel like, oh, khair, success is that easy. I can just go and just do this very simply. Success does not come that easily. In anything in life, you have to trust the process. You have to go through the process in order to succeed any time in life. So this is why, even when you look at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if Allah wanted, Allah could have brought multitudes of people into faith, into Iman and Islam and so forth. But no, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he had to go through the process. 13 years in Mecca, 10 years in Medina, battles after battles. His family took so many hits. They went through so much pain. The Sahaba went through so much pain. At the very end of the life of the Prophet ﷺ, that is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted victory. In life, even within our deen, there is no such thing called easy fixes. There is no such thing called easy success. It takes time. Even if a person wants to build their spirituality, to be honest, it takes time. It takes, you know, you have to go through a certain process in order to gain anything in life. In the case of Dawood alayhi salam, he went through that same process. In the case of the Prophet sallam, he went through that same process. And for us too, we may have to go through the same process. Yusuf alayhi salam, if he was not thrown into the well, he would have never been found by that passing caravan. If he was not found by the passing caravan, then he would have not been sold into slavery. Had he not been sold into slavery, he would have never ended up in the palace. Had he never ended up in the palace, he would have probably never become the financial minister of Egypt. To become the financial minister of Egypt, it was Allah's plan. He had to be first thrown into the well. You have to sometimes just trust the process and go forward. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant all of us tawfiq to learn from these stories of the Quran, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to apply them in our life. Ameen rabbil alameen. Wa jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما.